We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we're up to the 60th chapter, the laws of lighting candles in honor of Shabbos. You cannot light candles the last minute by sundown. Candle lighting time is at least 18 minutes before sundown. So 15 minutes before sundown, 11 minutes before sundown, but you shouldn't do less than that. A person can't wait to the last minute because the calendar is not accurate down to the minute. You know, sundown depends on what altitude you're at. They can't give you the exact sundown from your house. They can give you for the New York area, but it changes. There are fluctuations of 3, 5, 7 minutes, depending on where you're at. So we always add 18 minutes to Shabbos. If you didn't do it 18 minutes before, 15 minutes before, that's okay. Here in Jerusalem, we do 40 minutes before sundown. We light candles and we take in the Shabbos. Everyone's responsible to light candles in honor of Shabbos. The idea of lighting candles is that Chazal wanted us to have light. Chazal said you want to have a peaceful meal on Shabbos. If you have no light and you're stumbling everywhere you walk, so then that's not going to be a peaceful Shabbos. You're going to end up yelling at your wife. Here we see an interesting concept that people tend to yell at their wives, not necessarily because of their wives, but because external factors get on their nerves. You know, if there are mosquitoes biting you during the meal, you might be more prone to yell at your wife because there's something else bugging you. So I always thought that this halacha gives us tremendous insight as to how families work. Chazal said, light candles so you don't stumble in the dark and end up yelling at your wife. What does that teach us? That if you do stumble in the dark, you might end up yelling at your wife, even though it's not her fault that you stumbled in the dark. But that's part of men's weakness, that when they're annoyed, so then they let it out improperly.
You might say, though, that since it's her mitzvah, she should have lit the candles.
Yeah.
The reason is inclusive or exclusive?
What?
The reason for this mitzvah is inclusive, meaning there are other reasons that are not listed, or it's exclusive, that's the reason why it's not rigid. It's like lighting our house so you won't, like,
right, that's what it says. Chazal wanted for Shalom Bayis. That's part of the joy you're supposed to have on Shabbos, to have light in the house and be able to function. So today, when we light candles, we should have in mind that our blessing covers not only the candles, but all the other light. We hardly use our candles, right? Our main light comes from the electric light. Now, men and women are equally responsible to light Shabbos candles. Women have first rights to this mitzvah. Their responsibility is the house, so they were given first rights to this mitzvah of the house. But let's say a woman is hospitalized, a woman gives birth, or a woman's by her parents, or sometimes her parents are ill, she'll travel to be with them Shabbos or whatever. So then her husband should light at home and make a bracha. She should also light wherever she's at. But men sometimes think they don't have this mitzvah. You go to someone's house for Shabbos, they should be lighting for you on your behalf. Here in Yeshiva, they light candles downstairs on behalf of everyone. When a woman lights candles, ordinarily she accepts Shabbos. And that's why ideally a woman should already wash herself and wear her Shabbos clothes when she lights the Shabbos candles. Because when she makes the blessing and then lights the candles, lights the candles, then makes the blessing, she's already accepting Shabbos. Technically, a woman should make a blessing prior to lighting the candles. The only thing is that women technically accept the Shabbos with the blessing. So if she'd make the blessing, she'd have to drop the candle from her hand, the match from her hand. She wouldn't be able to light the candles. So that's why the custom is that they light the candles, and then they cover their eyes, and they make the blessing, and then they open their eyes.
How can they do this?
So technically, what they have to do is put their hands in front of their eyes or in front of the candles until after the blessing. Why did they do the other hand motions? I don't know. If you find out, tell me.
It's not halacha.
It is halacha. If all the women do it, there must be a reason. Yeah. I think that constitutes a minhag if everyone's doing it. So after the blessing, she opens her eyes and looks at the candles, and then that's the over la asiatan. Ordinarily, you got to make a blessing before you do mitzvah. So she's making the blessing, and then she's opening her eyes and enjoying the mitzvah. For men, we don't usually take in Shabbos when we make the blessing on lighting candles, and that's why men could make the can make the blessing and then do the lighting the way we'll do any other mitzvah. And the man has the intent that I'm not accepting Shabbos yet when I make the blessing. If a woman wants, the women's custom is that ordinarily they accept Shabbos with the blessing, so that's why they delay the blessing till after they finished lighting. But for men, that's not our custom. You accept Shabbos in davening. You accept Shabbos other ways. You don't accept Shabbos with lighting every Shabbos. If a woman wanted to not yet accept Shabbos, then she would have to say it overtly. She would have to say, I'm not accepting Shabbos with this.
Well, so what's the difference?